This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, drop of the week. It's something we typically do Fridays in the 9 o'clock hour. We're breaking it up into two different parts today. We'll do some this hour, some next hour, as we haven't done it for a few weeks with Seltzer out or me out, and let's crank up part one. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall? All right, here's how this works. If you've never heard this segment, we listen to however many James has, might be 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is, different pieces of audio from our show. And then at the end of this, we assess which one is the best, and then that wins for the week. Except in this case, it's going to go to the finals later in today's show because we're having two different segments of this. So one of these has the potential to, all of them have the potential right now to be drop of the week. We'll see what emerges ultimately as the winner. Seltzer, what are we looking at?
Let's dive in. I always love when John misses a day and there's something that comes from it that I know he'll enjoy. So John, I'd like you to hear what Joe DiCamera likes to eat at the strip club.
Oh, I didn't know the linguine with crabs is really, really good. And so I called down. I was in a rush.
Whoa. Time out, Philadelphia.
Wait, you were there?
Time out, Philadelphia. You went to a strip club for
takeout.
Pasta and crabs?
Correct.
John, your thoughts?
Incredible. This is the first we're hearing of this.
Well, that you are here. You heard it, yeah.
With crabs, as yeah. Joe puts it.
That's what it was.
Is that how it was on the menu? Linguine with crabs?
Crab linguine, whatever that's called.
Sprinkle some crabs
so
on
John,
the linguine.
The backstory, I said it then, I'll just tell you because you missed it. The guy at the front told me in his 10 years there I was the first person to ever order takeout.
What did that tell you?
Like, people apparently had taken food to go that were there, but I drove there.
Why would they do that? Too.
Well, I mean, the whole
which thing. Is worse. Yeah.
But he said the actual pickup of food, he said, in 10 years. And John, the guy wouldn't let me through the door initially. He thought I was trying to sneak a peek. I'm like, no, dude, I actually... I'm like, no, I actually...
This guy.
I actually placed an order.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Jody Mack,
I mean,
good luck.
And that didn't cause you... Pause.
Concern, pause.
In any way.
Yeah, wow, I'm the
when
good
the guy
first
at the
stop.
Door was like, wait, what?
Strip club crab takeout.
Wait, no, I'm not letting you in here. Wait, what? Yeah. To pick up food?
I think Jody Mack summed it up well with this line.
The last place on the planet I'm going to get crabs would be a strip club.
I don't think he thought about what he was saying there. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Sure.
Strip club guy, one of the voices I'll bust out every once in a while. What we didn't know... Ben Davis can do it too. And coming to the stage now, you know her, you love her, Lexus, to the stage. Get your dollar bills out, gentlemen.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Guys, get up there fast. These girls aren't going to last. Let's put your hands together for Sapphire.
Ben's good too. Man.
That's impressive.
Out of nowhere, it was like, yes.
Sapphire.
That is impressive.
Sapphire was
smart. That's not just invented right on the spot. That was like, wow.
Practice. He's done it before.
Do they do this at the other when it's the women together Googling the guys? Is there that guy voice guy or that gal voice?
No, we don't do the stripper voice. Because
that is a staple.
Oh, yeah.
At a gentleman's club.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well said.
Well, Joe, I have been to a gentleman's
no,
club.
He was wondering about
a ladies' club is the point.
It's like how
we've never been to a ladies'
club. You always
hear
about how a women's bathroom is like really nice, and it's like, all right, well.
Oh, yeah, they generally are.
Yeah, so I was wondering if, you know, it's just
same
what it's
thing
like.
With
in
the, yeah, I got you. It's a fair question.
Keep it rocking.
All right, this is pretty funny. You asked John if he cares about you.
Listen, guys, John, you care about me, right? You don't want me to see me get hurt.
Why the pregnant pause right there?
Thanks, guy. Not nice. Not nice.
How rude.
It's not nice.
I just want to.
You care about me, right?
Hey, silence. I just want to express that was not easy. That really was a difficult moment.
You don't think I hurt?
Don't I bleed too?
That took some discipline. I'm just saying. That took some discipline right there.
Because
sort of care.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you.
It was very funny, though. Speaking of funny, Joe, we were talking a little Pat Burrell, and you pulled out a phrase I haven't heard yet, but I guarantee I will use in conversation.
Wasn't Pat Burrell known as the machine? Am I remembering that right?
It sounds familiar.
One of his many.
Yeah.
Pat the Bat.
I don't think it had to do with hitting. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Hitting
let's...
what?
Getting burled. Let's go to the
Yes!
I'm just saying. James, you never heard that before?
Not the phrase.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Getting burled.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you grunted.
That amount of time.
Well, that was Monica Seles.
I know. Well, speaking of which, yes, Monica Seles, or as you said this.
You know, Joe, it's amazing how you just hear about a grunt and you...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come up with Monica Seles. That's how your brain works. It's incredible. Think about it.
Well, it was her or Jenna Jameson, and I went with Monica.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
man.
Good decision.
Just...
I'm on fire right now.
You really are.
These last couple weeks, John. Do I live in a gutter? I mean, I think I have an apartment in the gutter.
Yeah,
like it's literally in the gutter.
Sadly.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's great. A few more to get to. Joe, you tried to do the CJGJ belts to asses. It didn't come out right.
Do the Phillies have some kind of sponsor for ice pack? Because the Mets are whooping that ass.
Yeah. Listen, the CJGJ would be proud of the Mets. Belt, what was it?
Belt to asses, yeah.
Mm.
Did you just say belt butts?
It sounded like you said belt butt bosom bat. Belt butt bosom bat.
I just got all entangled in my own words.
I think you invented a new thing. Belt butt bosom bat really could be, wow.
Keep going.
That's crazy
belt,
stuff.
Butt, bosom,
belt to ass.
That's awful. Okay.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you asked John about celebrating a TD. He didn't do it the way you would have.
I sometimes threw it straight up in the air.
That's pretty cool.
I like just threw it straight up.
But what you got to do, Joe, when you score a touchdown, you got to go.
That's
me.
How you do.
Believe
I
me.
Did that.
Yeah.
I did it. It was me. I scored. Not Donovan. No.
radio? Me! That's what you should have said.
That gets so much respect from your team.
Right. I'm gonna give you.
Right. Teammates like, yeah, buddy, you did.
Well, you know who was the score of the touchdown and celebrate by himself guy was Cam Newton. Remember that?
Oh yeah, you're right.
For sure.
Yeah, and yeah, I
always,
the Superman.
Sure. Always turned me off.
Yeah. But he would like almost like run away from teammates to do the camera.
Like, don't get in my way. It's like, come on.
I'm with you.
Totally. But you know how ridiculous it would be for the fullback to do that?
Well, obviously.
You know.
Let me give you John Ritchie, ladies and gentlemen, scoring a touchdown.
Oh.
It's first and goal, Michigan at the Ohio State 1. Wheatley is back in. Give it to the fullback, Ritchie. Touchdown, Michigan.
John just flips the ball to the ref. Just
play.
Yeah.
I think I do remember because I saw a picture of it after the fact. I had no idea what to do. I had no clue. It was a huge game.
Really?
And I, in all the pomp and circumstance of the moment, like there is actually a picture of Tyrone Wheatley with his hand on my shoulder pointing me in the proper direction. Like, get over to the sideline, man. What are you doing just standing here? It's time to kick the extra point. Get off.
Don't
the
have a
field.
Penalty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm impressed.
All right. Two more. Joe, we always crush you when you make weird noises. I've made master cuts and all that. It would be wrong if I didn't put in when I made weird noise. Weird, like, spit type noise comes out of me. So, like, my point is, like, I was so young. Like, I've only had, like, one.
Yeah, It was tough.
Ew. Yeah. It's fair. You want to hear it again? Here.
Oh.
It's weird. It was like gleeking. Do you remember gleeking?
No, but that's
of course.
Yeah,
and
I felt like I gleeked for a second.
I've never intentionally
same,
gleeked.
Only by mistake.
Right.
I think some people can actually gleek on purpose. Command, and it
which
like flies out.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. One more.
Disgusting.
Yes,
but gleeking
is
not supposed to make that much noise.
No, nothing's supposed to make that much noise. That was a bad noise. All right. One more. Andy Reid was on the show. Our guy made a funny joke when he found out.
It's not Rhea's guy.
No, that's true. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
I
should not have included you in that. That's fair. Richie's guy, for sure, had a really funny line when John told him that the baby he once held, Joe Ritchie, is now on his way to becoming a neurosurgeon.
Tell him this. Finish up his internship or whatever he's doing right now.
Yeah.
And then When the NFL has fried my brain, I'm coming to him so he can repair it.
Andy with jokes.
That's good, man. That's good. That was fun having Andy on the show last week, man. Yes.
What a self-effacing man.
I'm going to vote for the strip club thing because there was more to it than even just what we played.
Yeah, I had to tighten it up, obviously. Yeah. There was a whole story with it.
I think the more extended strip club thing should win this portion of Drop
I can't believe that you say linguine with crabs on it.
Yeah.
You've
never gotten crab linguine?
Honestly,
yeah,
I feel like
I
you...
Yeah, but I mean, I just don't say it
not
like
not from
that.
A strip club.
Well, but John, you've had crab linguine, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's, crab linguine. But the strip club thing makes it, eh?
It's odd.
A little questionable.
We're not ripping crab linguine. That's fine.
Yeah. All right, so that advances to the finals. We'll get to that later in the show.